Welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission today is exploring how to finally break out of the walled garden of proprietary tech, moving from being a digital tenant to a digital architect.
Right, getting away from ecosystems like Google, Apple, and Figma.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine you sign a lease on like a gorgeous, fully furnished luxury apartment.
It sounds pretty great so far.
Right. But there's a catch. Your landlord dictates exactly what time you can turn on the lights. And every time you want a glass of tap water, you have to pay a hidden fee. If you rely heavily on big tech, you're basically already living there.
Yeah, and that hidden fee is what our sources actually call a friction tax. You're constantly paying for the convenience of that polished, pre-built ecosystem by, well, sacrificing your own control and independence.
I mean, that makes sense, but if we're trapped in this sprawling digital apartment, breaking out sounds like an absolute nightmare. Like migrating your entire digital life feels like trying to move out of a 10-bedroom mansion in a single weekend. How do you do that without completely overwhelming yourself?
Well, that is where the sources suggest a brilliantly simple strategy. They call it the first Sunday of the month rule.
Wait, so just one day a month?
Exactly. You don't try to migrate everything all at once. You just move one single service to a sovereign user-controlled tool every month.
Yeah.
So, for example, the authors started by just shifting their phone OS to Android.
Oh, okay. That's manageable.
Yeah. And then later, they set up Nextcloud to act as like a unified hub for all their storage, their office suite, and photos.
Which is smart because by unifying everything under one roof that you actually control, you eliminate that mental switch cost.
Oh, 100%.
Like your files, your calendar, your chat, they're all in one interface. Your brain isn't forced to constantly context switch between Google's design and Microsoft's design. The friction is just gone.
Now, what's fascinating here is that true ownership actually fundamentally enhances your deep focus.
How?
Well, think about it. When your workflow is scattered across a dozen corporate servers, your attention is fragmented by design. You're totally at the mercy of their notifications and their product roadmaps.
Right, pinging you constantly.
Exactly. Bringing it all in-house frees you from that vendor lock-in. It allows for much more intentional, focused creativity.
I do have to push back a little here,
All
though.
right, go for it.
Because if you've ever actually tried to install open source software, you know it can feel like you need a literal computer science degree just to find the save button.
That is very true.
Right. Like, sure, open source is great in theory, but if I install this for my family, are they going to call me crying in 5 minutes because they can't find their files?
It's a very real problem.
Yeah.
Historically, open source infrastructure was built by developers for developers. They completely bypass the average person.
Which is so frustrating.
It is. And that's why there's this urgent push in the community right now for designers to step in and apply the grandma test.
Oh, I love that standard. If I set it up for my family and they can't figure it out, it fails.
Exactly, it fails. And designers shouldn't just walk away when that happens. They really need to humanize the infrastructure. Our notes cite the Audacity redesign as a stellar example of this.
Oh, the audio software.
Yeah. The free and open source community applied real, rigorous user testing to reorganize that interface so it actually makes sense for everyday people. It totally proved that free software can be just as intuitive as the commercial stuff.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Even with a better design, the initial setup process still sounds super intimidating. Like, do I need to be a hardcore sysadmin in a dark room with the server rack to actually do this?
Not at all. The barrier to entry has completely collapsed. AI is now basically acting as a personal technical tutor.
Really? How does that work?
Well, say you need to type in a terminal command, which is just text-based code, and you don't understand it. An AI assistant can just translate it into plain English and help you debug your whole setup.
Wow, okay. But what about the hardware? Do I have to fill my closet with noisy servers?
Nope. You can start incredibly small. You could just use managed Nextcloud hosting through companies like IonOst or Hetzner.
Where they handle all the complex security updates and backups.
Exactly. Or, if you want total physical ownership, you can run everything off a Raspberry Pi.
Wait, that's just a tiny computer, right?
Yeah, it's the size of a credit card and just sits quietly on your desk.
That makes it so much more accessible than I thought.
It really does. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this digital sovereignty push isn't just about where you store your personal PDFs or photos.
Right, it's bigger than that.
It's about building a democratic digital commons. like the Decedent platform mentioned in the sources. It literally gives cities and organizations the underlying code to build their own publicly governed spaces.
Which means the community gets to set the rules.
Exactly. It fundamentally democratizes how we interact online.
It just completely flips the power dynamic, which leaves us with a pretty provocative thought to end on.
What's that?
Well, if you completely eliminate the silent influence and sudden rule changes of big tech platforms from your daily workflow, how would your creative output fundamentally change?